KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. Still some dense fog lingering in the area. The dense fog advisory remains in effect until 9 a.m. Forecasts, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. And until 10 a.m. for the far western counties, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page. Visibilities will be 1/4 mile or less in some locations. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And because of the fog, we have a few school districts that are starting a couple of hours late this morning. Two-hour late starts include Audubon, Coon Rapids Bayard, Elkhorn Kimbleton, Exira, IKM Manning, and Panora, or rather Panorama, I should say. So again, those schools, the Audubon School District, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, IKM, and Panorama, all starting 2 hours late. In addition, there is no morning pre-kindergarten at Audubon today, and no preschool for Elkhorn Kimbleton or Exira. In the news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a special session this morning in Greenfield. And during the session, which begins at 9:30, the board will hear fiscal year 2014 funding requests from the Area 14 Agency on Aging, the County Environmental Health and Sanitation Department, and the County Engineer, who will also have a report on his department's activities. News time is 8:02.
Noise is one of the most common causes of hearing loss and one of the most common occupational illnesses in the United States. This is audiologist Doug Leonard from ASI. It only takes a single gunshot to permanently damage your hearing. It's just that quick. Repeated workplace exposure to loud equipment can also impair your hearing. My challenge to you is to protect your hearing with these simple tips. At home, turn down the volume of the television, radio, stereo, and iPods. When using loud equipment at home, such as lawnmowers, leaf blowers, and string trimmers, wear hearing protection. And at work, use hearing protection even for brief noise exposure, such as impact wrenches or nail guns. Foam plugs, ear muffs, or better yet, custom molded hearing protection from ASI can all be effective. Because good hearing is so critical, make sure that your family and friends are aware of the hazards of noise exposure. Protect the hearing that you have now. Call ASI today, and together we will determine the best way to protect your hearing. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
Well, the City of Atlantic's Board of Adjustment is slated to meet early Monday morning during their 7:30 a.m. session at City Hall. The board will hold a public hearing with regard to an application for a variance from Tony Sunderman on behalf of Dale and Cheryl Sunderman. If approved, eventually the variance would allow for the construction of an addition to a structure at 211 East 11th Street that would otherwise not conform to the rear yard setback requirements as spelled out in the city's zoning ordinance. A new Iowa website offers advice on how people can prevent or report sexual or other abuse or the neglect of children. The site was launched by a private group, Prevent Child Abuse Iowa. The site includes advice and provides links to groups with counselors. It also has advice for community groups in preventing abuse of children involved with groups. The group's website is www.pcaiowa.org. There's a big fuss being made these days over four tiny fuzzy creatures at the one of the region's largest tourist attractions. The four lion cubs are being seen by the public for the first time at the Henry Dorley Zoo in Omaha, and Zoo Director Dennis Pate says a total of five lion cubs were born there late last month.
It's exciting for us because it's been 18 years since we've had lions, 1994. Oh, wow. So it's been a long, long time, a lot of work on the animal department to get the right male in, bring two females in. The females came from Idaho. Not sure where the male came from, Mr. Big. He's a really big African lion.
Four of the cubs are on display in the zoo's cat complex with their mother. One female cub was smaller and is receiving some extra care. So far, she's thriving at the zoo's hospital and will be introduced back with her mother and siblings once she's strong enough. Fate says the litter of five cubs, three females and two males, were born December 29th.
They'll be here for quite a while. As they grow, I imagine we'll move them over so they have the outside yard over there, a lot of room to run and play. But they should be a lot of fun to watch as they grow up. By the time they're 16 weeks old, they're going to be moving around a lot. So come spring, summer, it ought to be really the joy of Omaha to come down and watch these cubs play.
The four cubs that are on public view now are very healthy, and Pate says, as is the new mother.
These are doing really well. We've been able to get weights on them. The females will shift for us. Shift off exhibit allows us to go in and check the kids and make sure they're doing well, they're gaining weight. And so it's another thing, all the training we've done with them, they're very relaxed lions around the keeper staff. They trust them, and they'll allow them to shift off knowing that their cubs are going to be fine.
The zoo has also 4 African lion adults, 1 male and 3 females. African lions are listed as vulnerable by the International Union for Conservation of Nature and Natural Resources. Well, the Mills County Sheriff's Department on Thursday issued a report on their recent arrests, incidents, and even accidents. And officials say 45-year-old Andrew Smith of Omaha had been arrested Wednesday on a charge of OWI first offense. He was taken into custody on Interstate 29 near the 42-mile marker at around 1:20 a.m. Bond was set at $1,000. This past Tuesday, Mills County deputies arrested 40-year-old Michael Jones of Hastings on a charge of public intoxication and 41-year-old Kenneth McDonald of Glenwood for violating the terms of his probation. McDonald was arrested at the Pott County Jail Tuesday night and held on $10,000 bond. While Jones was arrested just before 8 p.m. Tuesday in Hastings, his bond was set at $300. Mills County authorities also say they were investigating 2 burglaries. One was reported by a Glenwood resident whose property was located along Garfield Lane. A burglary and theft was also reported to have occurred at a property along 190th Street, and that report had been submitted by a person in Pacific Junction. There were also 2 accidents in Mills County this week. Both of them happened Wednesday morning, not far apart. They were attributed to frost or slick roads. One of the accidents happened on 221st Street at 7:15 a.m. when a Ford driven by Kerry Dykstra of Glenwood went out of control after hitting an icy spot on the road about 8 miles northwest of Glenwood. The vehicle spun off the road and hit a power pole. Dykstra was transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs by Glenwood Rescue. The other accident happened around on 221st Street as well, but about 1 mile northwest of Glenwood after 8 a.m. Wednesday. A vehicle driven by Sharon Sullivan of Glenwood was traveling south on 221st when her vehicle went out of control and hit an embankment. There were no injuries reported with that accident. Iowa's number of flu cases is now considered to be widespread, and officials say the seasonal outbreak could get even worse now that children are back in school. Shelby County's public health nurse, Rachel Burks, said that there have been many cases of the flu seen by Murtu Medical Center providers last month and so far this month. There have been at least 2 cases that needed hospitalization, and that included a small child and an elderly person. And Burks urges nearly everyone to get a vaccination now if you've not gotten one already. The vaccine, either in a shot or nasal mist, is recommended for everyone 6 months of age and older every year. The cases of flu continue to climb in Iowa as spot shortages of the flu vaccine are being reported around the state. Iowa Department of Public Health Medical Director Patricia Quinlis confirms the availability of the vaccine is dwindling, but it's not too late to get a flu shot.
No, it's not. While we're really seeing flu pick up, it's just really starting to get going and really picking up. So if you get the flu shot now, if you get it today, for example, you're going to have a little bit of immunity by tomorrow and a little bit more the next day and a little bit more the next day. And depending on how fast your system responds, you could have full immunity in a week to 2 weeks.
Last year's mild flu season prompted some hospitals and other flu vaccine vendors to order less this year. And now those locations may be out or have a limited supply, but the vaccine is pretty much available.
People always have to try to predict how many people are going to come in and want the flu shot. In general, though, there is plenty of vaccine still available out there, but at the one place where you try, they may not have it. But there should still be plenty in our community, so you may have to try a couple places, but you should be able to find the flu shot.
Many Iowa hospitals are busy because of the flu outbreak. In Des Moines, for example, a group of hospitals had issued a press release yesterday urging residents to avoid visiting emergency rooms for non-emergent medical care. The release indicated the hospitals were experiencing heavy volumes of patients and long wait times due to the large number of flu cases. And the CEO of a processing plant in northwest Iowa has released some details about an explosion earlier this week that caused a small fire. Mark Schuett of American Natural Processors said Wednesday's fire happened after material being tested by employees at the American Natural Soy plant near Galva caught fire. Schuett said the equipment was being prepped for oilseed processing and soil protein production. The fire department was contacted as a precaution, although employees were able to contain the flames. There were no injuries reported, and fire damage was estimated at less than $1,000. The plant sits about 3 miles south of Galva, which is in northwest Iowa's Ida County. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Boeing's newest and most technologically advanced airliner is going to get a going over from the Federal Aviation Administration after some problems cropped up. The FAA is ordering a comprehensive review of the critical systems of Boeing's 787s after a fire in a fuel tank, a fuel leak earlier this week on Japan Airlines planes in Boston. The Obama administration's efforts to curb gun violence turns to the video game industry today. Vice President Joe Biden is scheduled to meet with video game representatives as the White House explores cultural factors that may contribute to violent behavior in the wake of last month's massacre at a Connecticut elementary school. A 13-year-old girl has been found unharmed in Utah after disappearing earlier this week without any shoes or a coat in the chilly Salt Lake City area. Authorities say Brooklyn Gittens telephoned her grandmother late last night from a Walmart store. Police say they suspect she was being harbored by someone while she was gone. KJAN News Time is 8:11.
Noise is one of the most common causes of hearing loss and one of the most common occupational illnesses in the United States. This is audiologist Doug Leonard from ASI. It only takes a single gunshot to permanently damage your hearing. It's just that quick. Repeated workplace exposure to loud equipment can also impair your hearing. My challenge to you is to protect your hearing with these simple tips. At home, turn down the volume of the television, radio, stereo, and iPods. When using loud equipment at home, such as lawnmowers, leaf blowers, and string trimmers, wear hearing protection. And at work, use hearing protection even for brief noise exposure, such as impact wrenches or nail guns. Foam plugs, ear muffs, or better yet, custom molded hearing protection from ASI can all be effective. Because good hearing is so critical, make sure that your family and friends are aware of the hazards of noise exposure. Protect the hearing that you have now. Call ASI today, and together we will determine the best way to protect your hearing. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In the funeral announcements, Helen Partlow, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Helen Partlow will be today at 11 o'clock at the Fairview Congregational Church in rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Don Merle Wetzel, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Guthrie Center or near Guthrie Center. Services for Don Wetzel will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Doris Carl, age 85, of Bridgewater, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Doris Carl will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater, with the Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Harold L. Mobley, age 89, of Panora, died Wednesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Services for Harold Mobley will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Ethel Heckendorf, age 96, of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Ethel Heckendorf will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Betty Prawl, age 95, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Visitation for Betty Prawl will be held Monday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Hazel Fox, age 96, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Thursday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Hazel Fox will be held on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Adair Presbyterian Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. And Arthur Vern Davidson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Vern Davidson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Henson reporting.